Hello, Susan speaking.
Good morning, Susan. This is Amy calling from Earthview Financial. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Susan, I'm just calling in regards to your, I believe, brother Charles, who's
yeah,
a client of ours. I just wanted to have a quick conversation regarding his account moving forward. Do you have a couple minutes for me at all?
Sure.
The reason I'm calling today is basically he went through the insurance issues recently. Those have all been resolved, but we want to have a bit more of a discussion regarding Charles's health position moving forward. I understand that you're not a power of attorney for Charles. Is that correct?
No, so I'm his sister.
Yeah, okay. Does he have a power of attorney or is
no,
he...
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. Okay, perfect. With regards to, I just guess, his position, the only reason I wanted to call you before speaking with him as well is I understand that there was some health concerns that have caused us to have to talk to you about his account for some time now. Moving forward, is he in the position for us to be contacting him just to make sure that everything's okay on his end? And because we obviously just want, obviously he's a bit of a vulnerable client at this point in time, so we want to make sure that he stays... you know, secure and that no one else takes over his account. We're not charging any fees on his account or anything at this point in time, but I just want to know, moving forward, in your opinion, is it best to just continue going through him and having conversations with him? Is he not
I think because of his mild cognitive delay, he is unable to make a decision on his own. Therefore, I'm supporting him. I'm a social worker myself, so I am his, you know, sort of, support and also family member. He doesn't have anybody else. He doesn't have a wife.
Yeah.
So I'm his only family member and the one who supports him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if there's any decision making need to be made, that he can be included. I'm 100% agreeable for him to be, you know, involved and also respected for his decision-making ability. And then I can either translate to him on the spot or explain it to him in a way that he understands.
Absolutely.
So hang on. Can I just clarify what is the issue with the health insurance? Because if it's too complicated, we can just withdraw everything from...
No, nothing's wrong anymore. What was happening was because of Charles' mild cognitive delay, the insurers originally were just checking to make sure that there was no non-disclosures that would potentially cancel his policy. They actually came to the conclusion that it's completely fine. So there's no risk there. His policy is all finalized, but just because his account moving forward, normally with his account, once everything's been implemented, we just monitor it and do yearly check-ins with the client just to make sure everything's okay with them, any updates on how they're progressing, things like that. So moving forward, obviously, we'd want to make sure we can still have those conversations with Charles on how he's doing. I just wanted to make sure, would you prefer to be on the call with him? Does that mean
it would be best because he's not going to, and he doesn't know who you are. Like, even if you explain to him, he would be very cautious. And I did tell him to be cautious with every phone calls and every email, every link, because he might not understand what he's agreeing to.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If I understand who you are, where you come from, I can assure him that, you know, you're a safe people who are, you know, only care for his best interests. So I think my involvement is just to help him as a, you know, as a support person. But also because I work full-time, he works full-time, I guess moving forward, it might be good to communicate with us in email and making an appointment. When do you need to call us in a three-way conference? Because, like, I don't always pick up a phone as well. Just today I randomly pick up the phone thinking, you know.
That's okay.
So just to avoid miscommunication or frustration from any of us, if you
Absolutely.
Have anything need to be discussed, he's not around at the moment. He's away on holiday today. He just left. So he deserves that.
Yeah.
So even with that, I have to organize everything so he, you know, he's safe.
Okay,
I think that's my
course.
Main concern for him, because as you said, he is vulnerable. He's easily persuaded. He's easily, you know, misguided by people who knows his vulnerability. So in the future, if you want to discuss about his superannuation or his health insurance and things like that, please just email. You have my email address.
I have two for you. I have the susan.miotti@fascs@newsouthwales.gov.au, and I also have the @dcg@newsouthwales.gov.au.
Okay, so what's the first one? That's not my email. susan.miotti@fascs.newsouthwales.gov.au.
F for Fred, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the same one with DCJ. That's the work email. Look, I'm also going on holiday very soon. If there's anything, maybe it's easier to email me on my personal. You can delete the fax one so you don't have too many email address.
Yeah.
If you like, because the fax one and DCJ is basically the same. They just changed the organization name.
No worries.
I think initially when I started this, I used the fax one, and then later on we changed it to DCJ. It's the same organization. But yep. I'll give you my personal email. So it's Joella, J for John, yep. O for Oscar, E for Joel, so L for Larry.
Yep.
So, and then A for Apple. So Joella.Susan. Susan is S-U-S-A-N.
Yep.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. So Joella.Susan@gmail.com.
Got that one there. Thank you for that, Susan. So what I'll do is, at this point in time, there isn't anything urgently to action. So obviously, while Charles was away on holiday, that's more than fine. And obviously, you're going on a holiday for a while. What I'll do is, I'm going to talk to the head of advice regarding what we want to do moving forward with Charles's account. And then I might send you and Charles just a bit of an overview email about what's going on, what's happened with the account, where it's sitting at.
Yes.
And then we can have a discussion about whether or not we need a book and a call once you guys are back. There's no rush. You guys can take as long as you need.
Okay.
We can have that email there so you have that information and we can go from there, okay?
Sure. So with his superannuation, does he receive the – because with my super, I get a notification to say, oh, this is the balance of your super. And does he receive that email or –
They may get an annual statement, and normally we do an annual review with each of our clients to actually provide those statements, and how you normally receive them, is we run through those documents and how the performance has been traveling, things like that.
Okay. So with his super, because I did talk to him the other day, because he has a son who doesn't live with him, and I wonder if he – and I don't know whether, I think this is vaguely remember, he put his son as a beneficiary.
I can double check that for you.
And his name is Christian Raharja. I wonder if he does put his name there or my name. So the reason I'm asking is because do I need a legal statement from Charles if anything happened to him that I can manage his super or withdraw his super to give it to his son, or his son can legally claim that on his own?
With regards to his account, let me have a look. So at the time of passing, if you wanted to have any discussions regarding his account, we would need a legal statement. Like even with the third party authority that we have for you, for us to be having this discussion today, once Charles, or if Charles passed away, that would be invalid and we wouldn't actually be able to talk to you regarding his account.
So I need a legal, so this is good to have this conversation, because if anything sprung up, at least I know, not that I'm wishing anything bad, but also I want what's best for him and his son. We need to have a legal paper that you have to have in the system?
Yes,
to authorize me?
Yes, that's correct.
Authorize. So that needs to be done before his passing, if anything.
Absolutely. It can be done afterwards, but it's just a bit of a longer process confirm. As well as if you get something in place now, because of Charles' condition, that would be listed on his file.
Yes.
So he wouldn't actually, no one could kind of come in and take anything
That's right.
from
That's
him.
Right. That's right. So while he's alive, he can give the consent. He can authorize the lawyer to say, yes, this is what I agree and this is what happened if he passed. Whoever will be the beneficiary of his super. Okay,
yeah.
That sounds good. I'll discuss it with him when he comes back from holiday and we'll sort it out.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, and then we'll email it to you.
Absolutely.
Have to email the original or it has to be verified?
I can. What I'll do is I'll confirm with my senior advisor here, and I'll send that all in an email for you. Again, no, there's obviously no rush, so I'll outline everything for you to make sure everything's sorted there, and we can go on from there. Okay.
That's actually good for me to know because I need to do the same for my superior. Yeah. Somebody.
So if the nomination is valid on the account, what'll happen is we would just get Christian's email or his phone number. We can get that information from him and then we can contact him and we'd provide him with the documentation to make the claim. We can't give him any information regarding an account, but we can give him the documentation and he can provide it to us and we can assist him with that process. But it'll just all be general information. There's no actual advice or we can't say, oh, he has this much in his super or anything like that. It's just very general.
It might be good to involve him in this talking. He's still young, he's about 20, but you know, if anything happens down the track, he needs to be aware. And I think this is to encourage relationship as well, not just waiting for his father to pass away, but now while his father's still alive. Anyway, thank you so much.
No worries.
Gives me more information today about that.
Will
have
do.
A good day.
You too. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.